Okay, welcome to our pre-show for today, Thursday, the 25th. Am I right about that? Well, let's see. I think I am. Yeah, 25th. And as you know, I've started doing a little something different here. Not much of a different thing, but I'm creating a new pre-show for our encore shows so that we have a little connection to reality, kind of a connection to, you know, the thing, kind of to keep the thing, you know. And now who won this goddamn, is this second overtime? Christ, this Carolina-Washington game, which, by the way, will be done by the time you hear or see this, is in the second OT. That game. What the fuck is this, man? It was tied up 3-3. Oh, are they showing goals here? They're showing Carolina scoring on fucking on Washington. Why are they showing nothing but Carolina goals, man? Let's see if you... I'm kind of pulling for the Capitals, you know, to make it back to the Stanley Cup Finals. I like that. Speaking of continuity, I like that kind of a continuity thing. Never mind. All right, so this is a... encore show for this Thursday. As you know, we do a couple of encore shows. We're still, you know, still kind of playing with the idea of bringing classics into this mix and a lot of other things. People have asked about merchandise. We're gonna re-enter the world of merchandise slowly and carefully, as Robert De Niro said in The King of Comedy, biding my time slowly and carefully, you know. And we'll come, you know, I don't know about the CDs. I think people like T-shirts. People have been asking us about T-shirts, and they've been asking us about coffee cups, bullshit like that. I think it's a valid request, so I think those are valid interests, and so we're going to see what we can do. Melissa mentioned, or who did it? Rita, thank you, Rita. She mentioned Cafe Press. Yeah, there's a lot of things. Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, so we'll see. What a fucking day, man. I went down and I did an audition for one of these motion video game things, and it wasn't hard. I just didn't know what the fuck I was doing. They wanted me to memorize the lines and then also know the... I think I fucked it up. But I talked to one of the great voiceover artists, Kevin Michael Richardson, of all time. Kevin from the Cleveland Show, you know him. And he said to me, I'm not getting on tights. I said, have you ever done one of these auditions? He goes, I'm not putting on fucking tights. Which is what I think you have to do these video games. And then I went over and I did a voice session for F is for Family, saw Mo Collins. She was back from Texas doing Fear of the Walking Dead. She's just a terrific, wonderful person. She really is. And she was regaling us with a job she just did where, you know, they were in makeup for 4.5 hours, some crazy thing. I always love talking to these professional actors because they're just, you know, they're journeymen. They're workmen. I mean, they're work-like. Oh, okay, Carolina won. Final. Oh, shit. 4-3 Carolina. Goodbye, Washington Capitals. Well, that was a nice little one-year reign. It was good. Wasn't bad. That's got to fucking hurt, man. Ovechkin, there goes Ovechkin. I guess he's going off the ice. I'd get the fuck out of there. You know how these guys will sit and stare at the celebration? And I understand it sort of mesmerizes you and you want to, you know, you take it in. You watch them celebrate. But, oh, my God. So Carolina's moving on. Is that Carolina's coach? There's a guy with a big fucking shit-eating smile on his face. That's got to be Carolina's coach. With a busted-up fucking nose. He's got a red tie on, and Ovechkin is... okay, so the hands are being shook between coaches and management types. The goal came, it was a squirrely shot. It was a carom off of a capital. And the handshaking takes place. I was rooting for the Capitals. I like D.C. I like going to D.C. I like going to D.C. on vacation. That's the kind of weirdo that I am. Yeah, that's right. I love going to D.C. on vacation. I love to see all the monuments, the history of the country. I love it, man. Love it. Love it. Can't get enough of it. And, there's something to do every goddamn day, something to see every day. No, you're not laying on a beach. That's my other kind of favorite vacation, laying on a beach, you know. All right, so I don't want to spend a lot of time screwing around because that's all I'm doing. So today's show is it's an encore from April 25th, 2017. We're going back 2 years. And going back 2 years, do you remember the days of farmersonly.com? Do you remember that? That's right. We were all over that like stink on shit. R.C. Collins wants to start a dating site like farmersonly.com, but what Phil and the crew see as a racist site, R.C. thinks it's a sexually inappropriate site having women meet the farmer in cornfields. Then we have Tom Catton's Health Wagon. There's another throwback. He's back in town, complete with phony exorcisms and Tom in a cape and Al Jolson-style blackface. Okay, Dean Wheeler describes the informality of his so-called yoga classes. Poor Dean and his goddamn yoga, huh? Let's do it, man. This is from the year 2017, 2 years ago today. That is the 25th of April. 2017 on today's Encore show here on philhendryshow.com. Don't forget, oh, big important announcement. Our chat goes to 2 hours this Friday night. 2 hours at least through the summer and may continue. I think 2 hours is a... I think 2 hours is a good chat time. And we've also sort of pinpointed mid... Now, that could change. That could change, but we've pinpointed mid-May as our next marathon date. Stay tuned. It could change. Thank you, Rory McIlroy, for a great job writing the Gene Jabel's script, an improv script, but nonetheless, a beautiful little bullet-pointed structure of fun games that I thoroughly enjoyed. What is this that I'm looking at? Oh, that's from, okay, the old days. All right, folks. By the way, one thing to note here on this video replay, the audio's distorted because this was the beginning of the crumbling of the old TriCaster. And one of the things that did happen was that we lost our sound card. That used to be our limiter on the old TriCaster. Even though we had limiting equipment here on our audio board, for some reason, things were not translating properly, and this is extremely distorted on the video cast. I don't believe the audio on the audio of the podcast is distorted, but I don't know, you know. Please just dig it for what it is, just a piece of kind of jacked up technical history here on the Phil Henry Show.